Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
You got Britton
and Patty.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. We are still working on going live on Facebook. There we go. Our live is starting over on Facebook.
Yeah. But hey, at least our tech issues are maybe.
Yeah, maybe we can do this today.
Yeah. We'll see how that works.
Starting still.
Okay. December 11th, Christmas prep.
Yep. I think we're there. Good morning, Facebook. Hopefully. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. December 11th. Oh my gosh. Christmas is
soon.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from today, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it on a Wednesday?
So if you haven't ordered stuff by next week.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And some people are already cutting off their deadlines. What's our deadline? Is it the 18th?
I am honestly not sure.
Yeah.
I usually know that.
I usually feel like it's the 18th every year, but maybe that changes depending on like what day Christmas falls onto.
I'm gonna look it off.
Yeah.
Cut off for Christmas.
Yeah. Because we ship with UPS, so it's whatever their cutoff is.
I mean, 2 day air is December 20th.
Okay.
So ground is never a guarantee.
Right.
Would be, I don't know, like December 17th, 18th.
What's the next day cutoff? Like, can you order on the 23rd and get on the 24th?
Does it tell you that? The next day cutoff is the 23rd.
Okay.
So they must be delivering the 24th.
Okay.
Wild.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here the 23rd. We're not here the 24th and the 25th this year.
Yep.
Which means, well, we missed two lives in a row because it'll be...
So we're not going to actually miss the lives.
Okay.
We are going to do them on Friday.
Oh, okay.
For perfect. Those 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect.
That was our plan because we have a baking challenge.
Oh, that's right. We do. Yeah. Our baking challenge that goes along with this month's Coffee of the Month box, which is shipping now.
Yeah.
And if you missed it, the theme is Merry Brunchmas.
Yes. If you're watching our stream on Facebook Live or on the VIP page, it's still loading for us. So if you comment, we have no idea.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Yeah.
Maybe it'll load eventually. I did not too soon probably when I said, oh, maybe our tech problems are done.
Maybe it's working this week.
Yeah. Maybe I should never talk. I really just.
Yeah. We're just having so many issues still.
Yes.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it really has been. So I have got 5 days worth of advent calendar, K-Cup advent calendar to try.
Oh, you did five.
I did five because I wanted to try the buttermilk pie, which is day 7.
Okay.
So I have days 7 through 11 for us to try.
And oh, so you're even doing today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured we'd do today, and hopefully everybody's already had their morning coffee and got today's flavor out.
I mean, if not, we just ruined the surprise a little bit.
Yeah,
not
just stop watching, you know? So yeah, why don't
we... Or get really excited.
Yeah. Maybe you'll go brew some coffee now.
Hello, Bill. Happy Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah, so Bill already said, yeah, that's our day today. That's what the flavor is.
Oh, that's the flavor today.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill, how have you been liking the flavors so far? Anything that you love? Anything that you don't love?
I saw your review this morning. Thank you.
Oh, he left us a review?
Yeah, on the advent calendar that he really loved.
Aw, thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. I know sometimes we get mixed reviews on all kinds of things. Some people love this,
don't love. I feel like the advent calendar has gone really well this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is day 7.
Day 7, and it's buttermilk pie. It's definitely like very vanilla.
Oh, it's hot.
That's like the first one I brewed too.
I'm so stuffy.
Yeah,
it's good though.
Can you taste anything?
Ish, but not as much as normal. I'm just like gunked all through here. You know,
that's your ear probably. You probably have all the sinus issues that your ear's been hurting.
I know. I keep telling him like I think I have an ear infection. Something's going on.
Something's not right. That's crazy. So right before we went live, Britton and I were talking about the Sephora kids. Which I kind of look like a Sephora bag right now.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Have you guys heard about like the like kids who
like
want to shop at Sephora and buy like $90 face creams and serums and things
so
like
Sephora,
that?
Yeah, so Sephora, if you don't know, is like a makeup store.
I mean,
makeup, hair products. It's kind of like a big Ulta.
Yeah, or, more high-end, you know, products and things like that. Obviously, I'm a fan. I like a lot of Sephora products. But in the last couple of years, and I think it's due to TikTok, that little kids think that they need to shop at Sephora. So Vicky was telling me this morning that her granddaughter asked for stuff from Sephora. She wants hair oil and face cream. And I'm just like, no, girl, you do not need these things on your face.
Well, it makes you wonder if you start doing those things really young, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we did like roll-on glitter and
we did
the craziest makeup.
And when it was time to actually wash our face, we put that blue jar of Noxzema cold cream on and maybe some Aveeno, you know, drugstore stuff.
I had like the Cetaphil face wipes.
Yeah.
I think I got Proactive at some point, but then I was allergic to that.
Yeah, of course. And that dries your
really
skin
cool.
out.
Proactive was really cool.
Yeah.
Or the Orange Morning Burst.
Oh, the Clean and Clear.
Clean and Clear.
Clean and Clear. Yeah. Good morning,
Everybody
Deborah.
Had Clean and Clear. You were super cool if you had that.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way that was...
Which, you know, they...
little beads, like, push into your pores.
And
like,
you know, they outlawed those because of the... They were plastic, and they were putting plastic into the sewers.
Yeah.
And so they outlawed those, so you can't have that anymore.
That's not shocking, because remember, they would, like, push into your pores, and you're like, that
or
just doesn't seem good.
The St. Ives Peach Pit cream that was, like, peach pits that were ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is terrible for your skin. It's super abrasive, and it actually creates micro tears in your skin. Not good.
Deborah.
Not good.
Yeah, these kids are wild. The things that they ask for.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, the list. The people who put their kids' list on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, I want a Mickey Mantle card. Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, my kids are asking for, like, Nikes and stuff and, like, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, you are a child and you grow out of your shoes every 5 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Absolutely
not. I'm not buying you a $200 pair of Jordans. No, thank you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I did find some, like, high top Adidas that look pretty cool for, like, $25.
Yeah.
Fine.
Cool.
We can do that. They're fake Nikes.
Well, and it's good, too, because, like, we resell, right? So, like, and they usually, like, Converse resells really well. Adidas will resell really well.
I feel like Converse resells no matter what condition it's in.
It's wild. They will be smelly and gross, and people buy them. And I'm like, okay, like, are you sure? You sure you want this?
Fraying, and it doesn't even – Converse just sells.
Yeah, it is crazy. This is day 8. Did you taste it yet?
I didn't taste it yet. No, I wanted to know what it was.
It's gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread. That was brewed yesterday, right? Up front?
I'm not sure. I just grabbed breakfast blend up front.
I only say that because I swear my mom, Lori, was walking through and was like, I'm trying gingerbread today. I was like, okay.
It's really good. We should do this as a Christmas flavor next year. We should bring in gingerbread and eggnog as full-time flavors next year.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
What do you guys think of that? Bringing in a couple more Christmas. We always have cinnamon holiday blend, Merry Milk and Mint.
Yeah.
We used to do Sugar Plum Fantasy. That's what we called it.
A long time ago.
Which is really weird.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Hi, EJ. Hi, Charles. When we did the photo shoot for it, there was a masquerade mask that got put into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also during the time that 50 Shades of Grey was out.
Oh.
And so I'd always look at that picture and be like, huh.
Decisions were made.
I may have been the one making those decisions.
Subconsciously.
We used to laugh. Lori and I would go to the photo shoots, and we'd come back, and Brett would be like, you guys put diamonds in the photos again. Can you stop putting diamonds in the photos?
I didn't mind that they put stuff in the photos. It was just they put so much stuff in, and then they'd be like, we need this edited. And I'm like,
there's where?
Where?
Where do you want me to put wording?
How do you want me to put anything on this photo?
So then I stopped going to photo shoots and Britton started going because Lori and I together were not good.
Or they would just take photos in like a portrait orientation and then Facebook needed like a landscape and it was just not.
It wasn't the best.
I'm not a fan of eggnog. No. I don't love eggnog either, Deborah. It's honestly, I don't know that I've had it. The concept is just too weird for me.
My mom used to make it and I'd watch her like whipping the eggs and just the idea of like the raw egg.
I don't like milky things.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know, with alcohol. Like milk with alcohol. That's what's really gross.
Yeah. My mom never made it with alcohol. We always had it without. But like that was just like sugar, milk, and eggs and maybe vanilla and maybe nutmeg. I don't remember what else was in it.
That sounds wild.
Not my favorite.
People have asked for eggnog so
That's actually probably our number one requested flavor right now is eggnog.
What is this?
This is day 9, and this is Buckeyes. So chocolate peanut butter.
Buckeyes. That's a good one.
I was thinking I should have made that for our book club tonight. That would have been a good choice.
Those would have been good.
Mm-hmm. I made cracker toffee. If you ever had that, it's making toffee out of crackers. and peanut butter blossoms, and then I'm going to make some bread in my office later.
I made a Christmas punch.
Mm, I can't wait to have it.
Eggnog is an acquired taste. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just can't even – I honestly won't try it.
Yeah.
Which is probably horrible.
EJ, do you like eggnog? I'd love to know. How many people watching right now like eggnog?
My kids and my husband love it.
Yeah.
Like, he buys eggnog at the store.
Yeah. I also like eggnog flavored creamer, and I'm like,
but no. I would also never go get a glass of milk. I would never.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw a meme the other day. It was about Home Alone, and they're like, these people had pizza and milk. That's wild. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Gingerbread
is good.
Yeah.
Didn't we taste test eggnog when I was on?
I think maybe we did.
Might have been.
Yeah, but it was more mild than we wanted it to be. I know we wanted to increase the amount of flavoring that was in it.
Okay.
Which we did taste test for new flavors off screen this week, too. And we're going with three of them, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of new flavors coming this year in the subscription boxes, so that's right. Good. And then are we going to bring out any other new flavors this year? Anything that you want to do like we did last year?
I don't know. That was a lot.
It was a
lot. Do we even have shelf space?
No, we don't have shelf space. But one flavor I hear from a lot is the brown butter chocolate chip that people want us to bring in.
Okay. Oh, EJ says, just a little toast with my dad.
Nice, EJ.
That's nice.
Cool. Very cool.
That's why I think my husband, like him and his dad, used to drink it.
Really?
I think that's...
is more nostalgic than anything?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, this is day 10, and this is cranberry kugel.
Logan says no. It's probably a love-hate kind of thing, like black or licorice. I don't know. Yeah. Black licorice, I think, is the strongest love-hate ever.
Yeah.
Oh, Logan says no. No new flavors. Might not be your choice, bud.
Logan, I'm pretty sure you're not here to tell us. I mean, you can comment now. I can give you a
promise to no new straights, unflavored. Yeah. But
I don't know. We brought out a couple new straights and K-Cups and
but this year we can do no new unflavoreds.
Mm.
I know what
Deborah wants, the toasted marshmallow.
Oh, yeah.
Which maybe we should. I mean, it's hard because we have the chocolate marshmallow, but the toasted marshmallow was really good.
Well, I mean, chocolate marshmallow is really different than toasted marshmallow.
Yeah. And we have a different coconut in one, like not our Hawaiian coconut, but that other coconut we're going to be doing.
Toasted coconut?
Yes. Yeah. It is so good. It is so different. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love this one. The cranberry kringle. So good.
Mm. So we have book club tonight. And I don't know if we told you, but we're making handmade items for our White Elephant gift exchange.
Mm.
It went well, honestly.
We'll tell you next week what we did because we don't know what each other made.
Yeah, we'll take pictures and we'll have to bring them and show you what we did. Our masterful creations.
Yeah.
I feel like I went on a crafting spree and there's no rhyme or reason to my crafts other than they are Christmas themed.
Okay. Mine are not Christmas themed.
And I have to bring extras.
Okay.
And also I did tissue wrap one big ball of stuff and it's not allowed to be opened until the final gift receiver has their package.
Ooh, I love that you did that because we do like the White Elephant where you can like steal.
Yeah.
So which is fun.
They can see most of the gift, but there's one part of the gift that only the person who ends up with it gets to open.
I hope you printed a dragon egg because I want one of your dragon eggs.
I did not, but I actually do have an extra printed dragon egg with no use.
Oh, wow.
So the dragon broke in printing.
Okay.
So I can bring you a dragon egg.
I love the dragon egg. I saw that on my son's. I'm like, oh, you should make a dragon egg. Britain's dragon egg is really cool.
Yeah. So right now on my printer, it's
3D printer.
Yeah, my 3D printer. It's like an impossible gift box. So it prints in sections. So there's like an outer box, an inner box, and an inner box, and it has 240 screws.
Oh.
That you have to unscrew to get to the actual present inside.
Is that part of what we're doing tonight?
No.
Oh.
That's for my family secret Santa. Oh,
love that.
So you're welcome.
So how do you unscrew it with a screwdriver?
I'm going to have to screw all 240 screws in too.
It doesn't print screwed in. You've got to do it, huh? You've got to assemble it.
I'm going to have to assemble. That would be really smart though.
Yeah.
Did I hear cranberry come out of one of your mouth?
Yes, Charles.
Yes, you did.
In the advent calendar for day 10, which was yesterday,
it was the K-Cup one.
It was cranberry Kringle was the flavor.
Well, no, if it's day 10, it's in both, right?
Oh, yeah. It's in both. But Charles gets K-Cups. So if he got it, then it's so good. It's really good.
It actually is really good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the final day that we're trying is today, which is day 11, Candy Cane Lane.
Okay. This is just the like pure mint, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay.
I said I love this one so much.
We're going to have to get another cabinet for all my K-Cups.
Charles.
No, it's so fun.
Your collection of K-Cups brings me joy.
I know. Mm-hmm. Right, Charles? You're the one who sent us, was it Bill?
No, it was Charles.
You sent us the cabinet, right?
Yeah, the picture.
So when people leave our subscription and they select my cabinet is too full, the picture that you sent us pops up. It's for my cabinet is too full because it's the whole cabinet of K-Cups.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We use your picture.
We do use your picture.
Yeah.
I guess maybe I should have gotten permission, but I thought it was hilarious.
That is awesome. So I love this peppermint flavor because it just like kind of leaves your mouth like feeling really cool and refreshed.
I'm still on cranberry. I'm actually finishing these.
Yeah. I'm probably go back to the cranberry one.
I haven't had coffee this morning. So I'm really liking having 5 coffees this morning.
Yes. I already did have coffee and I certainly do not need any more, but just this season. Right?
I went straight to the warehouse.
Yeah. Which is what we do every morning, so.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I already have 2 cabinets.
I love it. What's fun is some of the notes that, because like Britton has to handwrite all of the notes in the morning when she gets here, and some of the notes have just been unhinged.
Absolutely unhinged.
Yeah. Some of them I can't repeat.
Yeah.
But we enjoy them, and we giggle at them when you write notes to people.
And we proceed to handwrite them, no matter what they say.
Yes, we do. And I take pictures of them sometimes and put them on our VIP page if they're appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are pretty silly.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty crazy. I think Hallie and Vanessa were a little surprised.
Yeah.
We kept telling them it's going to get busy. And they're like,
Sure. And then last week on Cyber Monday, well, really starts for us the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and then goes through to like Wednesday of the next week that we're just, well, really Thursday, we're so busy and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But UPS seems to be keeping up with their deliveries pretty well.
Yeah.
So you still have time.
Yeah. I haven't had anything too delayed. So that's been good.
So the cranberry K-Cups are only in the advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in 12. Ounce?
Well, there might be something coming soon.
December coffee is coming soon.
Yeah, there might be something coming soon.
Yeah, and then I don't know if you guys heard, but because Christmas and New Year's are both on Wednesdays, right?
Yep.
We're just going to do our lives on Fridays for those 2 weeks.
Yeah. And we're going to do a bake-off.
We're going to do a bake-off
for Christmas. A bake-off of what's in the December Merry Brunchmas box.
I don't even know what my baking responsibility is.
I don't know if I assigned that far out.
I think that you did.
Yeah, I did it back in August maybe.
Yeah, because you let her choose what she wanted. I'm pretty sure you printed recipes.
Yeah, I always let Lori choose first because she says she's not a baker, but she's won the last 2 contests, so...
She really is fine.
You know what she is? She's like the pool hustler, you know, you read about in the book. They're like, I don't know how
I
to play
can't
pool.
Do it. And then she turns around and
sinks the ball right in. Yeah. Like she knows what she's doing. She's just hustling us.
I think so too.
Mind you, she doesn't cook at home.
No.
Because she doesn't have to cook at home. Kevin does it.
Well, I don't cook at home.
Yeah.
Your husband's a great cook. I dislike cooking and
he loves it.
I don't mind baking.
Yeah.
I just have other things to do.
Yeah. And your husband likes it and
he's
excellent at it.
Yeah. He likes to cook. And if I do cook and he's home, he's constantly telling me I'm using the wrong knife or I'm doing this incorrectly. And I'm like, it's going to end up in the pan the same way.
Sorry, Gordon Ramsay. Did you go to culinary school? Did you want to yell at me?
He would have if he could.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I actually did want to do that too. And then I worked in a restaurant and decided I hated the hours.
Yeah.
And I also thought people, some of the customers in restaurants were terrible and I didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
So I decided no.
Never worked in a restaurant. Yeah. He would absolutely hate it. And he talked about like a food truck or something and was like, you love cooking when you want to cook.
Yeah.
You're not gonna love cooking, especially the same things every day.
Yeah.
You're gonna hate it.
And I didn't love like restaurant hours, right? Like if you're in a bakery, you're waking up super early. No, I don't like that. Or you're really there late at night. No, I don't like that either.
Prepping.
I really like 9 to 5. So
he's a good cook and he enjoys it. Yeah. I do not.
Yeah. My husband and I are like 50-50 on cooking. Like whoever gets home first is who starts cooking. And it's equally fine. Like,
he's home at 4:30 every day.
Yeah. So he can cook.
There's really no contest there.
Sir, you win every day.
Yeah.
You win every day. But those hex clad pans that you told me to get last year and you said they'll change your life. Guys, they do change your life.
Yeah.
Those Gordon Ramsay hex clad pans, they're not cheap, but you buy them once and you never have to buy them again.
Yeah,
like
I
they
them
change your life.
2 years ago for Jason. Then you were talking about it last year. I was like, Patty, just do it.
I did.
You are not going to regret this decision.
I did not. No. And now I just want more pans and I want their knives. Like, they are fantastic. And I put everything in the dishwasher. They wash perfectly fine. There's no issue. They don't stick. They don't, you know.
I think you can use metal in them.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you probably shouldn't, but you can.
It absolutely says that you can.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you what, if you guys need, don't buy these other things that are on Amazon that tell you, oh, it's a deal for whatever, Cuisinart or whatever. Don't buy them.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money. Just buy the HexClad plans.
Pans.
You're welcome, Gordon.
Knives. Yeah. They do. Every holiday, they do like a bundle of them.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what I got. And
yeah, same.
They are so nice.
I had never heard of them. And I was like, these are fantastic. I'm drinking more cranberry coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry is so good.
Well, then, so Lane, your son, his birthday was last.
Yeah, last Sunday.
Yeah, I was gonna say last week. And then I was like last month, but it was.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you got him a 3D printer?
I did, yeah. Oh, I was supposed to bring it today to show you. He printed something to show you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what it is. He says, here, Mom, I got this for you just in case. And it's a little case and you open it and inside it says just.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
aren't those funny?
I was like, what are you, a 40-year-old dad? Like, this is a dad joke thing. And he's just slapping his thigh and laughing. I'm like, you're 14. Calm down.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
If anybody in your life is crafty, the Bamboo Lab printers are so much fun.
Yeah. And it's awesome because it has an app. You just open the app, pick whatever you want to print.
Yeah.
And it just prints. And it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. I woke up in the middle of the night last night and I just couldn't sleep. And I decided to start printing the gift box from bed. I just go on the app and I'm like, oh,
pick the colors.
Print.
Yeah. That's hilarious. I love that.
It's so easy.
Well, and his came with like little tea lights. So I said, Bod, like print all of this stuff, you know, print things for the penny game, print gifts for people.
Yes.
So he's supposed to get on that.
Well, and so what I do is the kids always need those stupid trinkets for school.
Yeah.
So you can print a whole plate of them at once.
You can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So you can duplicate. If you control Z, control V, it actually ends up saving you in cost because you're printing so many at a time. So I try to like print a whole plate of things at a time.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell Lane that.
It's great.
Yeah.
3D printers are so much fun.
Yeah.
But they're also practical. Like you can make wall hangers, you can make cord things.
Yeah.
Anything you think of, you can make.
He printed, because you need like this, like knife, like a blade scraper sometimes to get things off. And he printed the handle for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's brilliant.
You print the poop bucket.
Yes.
And you can print like a, it comes with, it's called an AMS on the side that holds the spools of filament.
Yeah.
But you can print an arm so that you can put it on top so it doesn't take up more table space.
That's smart. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. It basically, they're like, here's a printer. Now print all your own accessories for it.
And basically, like, the sky is the limit. You can literally create anything. Like, some of the stuff, like, Logan has made has been super cool.
Yeah.
Like, so the fidgets that you've made for the kids, I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know?
Well, and then, a gentleman here at work who's had a really fancy 3D printer, but he got it, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to use.
Yeah.
And he just got the Bamboo Lab one.
The creme de la creme one.
Oh, he got the
really nice one.
And he's like, this is so easy. I can't even I can't even believe it.
Yeah. I love that for him.
It is. Like, you have to have almost no technical background.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah. There's so many free files.
When Lane was putting it together, I was kind of like intimidated, but he could figure it out. He had a couple points of frustration. We messaged Logan and he walked us through it.
Yeah.
But other than that, super easy, no mm-hmm. issue. Like, okay, this is pretty cool. And now for Christmas, he's getting film it. So,
yeah. We ended up with a second one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, because I was printing all the time. Jason was frustrated, so he got his own.
His and hers.
And now I print on two.
You have his and hers 3D printers at
I actually
home.
Should start, because I could print part of the box in his.
Yeah.
That way I've got, because you have to print, I don't know, 14 plates of stuff.
Yeah. It's always amazing to me, though, when I see the ones that are, is it called articulated, where they, like, link together yes. and, like, the things move. And I always just think that's, like, so cool that, like, the plans are in the printer that it knows how to do that.
I still don't understand how it does that, how it can print a moving object. Like, it's called a print in place. And yeah. you literally pick it up and it's moving. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah, honest to God, it does. Like, the first time I'm like, I just looked at it forever. I'm like, this is so cool.
I'm going to say, though, now that you said the gift box thing, I think that somebody should make an STL file where at least half of the screws are already.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, if you can print in place.
So, and I wonder if the screws are on the side and if they're in like a like twist off thing.
Yeah, I don't think you would be able to do it with the whole thing because obviously you have to get into it
yeah.
to put something in it.
Yeah.
But it seems like partially maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Do you have anything that's on your Christmas list that you really want this year?
I mean, not really. We my husband and I got bikes, so that was the big
nice.
We really wanted bikes.
Okay.
And then my kids won't watch this, but we got them bikes.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
We can do that as a family.
Yeah. Will you ride around your neighborhood?
I mean, partially, yeah. Yeah. I don't love one of our roads is really busy.
Yeah.
Until they can ride well.
Yeah.
Riding around our, because
you've got
roads.
A big enough driveway
they're
too.
Roads.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a neighborhood where
no.
people are going slow.
No, not at all.
So
not at
I don't
all.
Feel confident with them, but I will.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. What yeah. about you?
This is really dumb. I just want a pair of the flat back earrings.
Oh, you know? I just signed a sell-out for a subscription of those.
Oh, really? I want to know how they are because I want to sleep in
we,
them.
We only use flat backs for her.
Okay, I've never had them before.
Yeah.
But I just want ones that, like, I can sleep in because I never wear earrings. And I'm like, oh, it'd be kind of cool to just have a pair of flat back earrings.
Yeah, she gets them from pierced.co.
I saw
or
that.
Whatever.
Okay, I'll check them out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want, like, that. I don't know. I don't really want anything. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I like giving. Like, I like, you know, and my kids this year – they really just wanted clothes. So it was like, oh, okay, I'll buy you clothes.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I bought myself clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I bought myself some stuff.
I
like
buy anything.
A vacuum and whatever. Because, I mean, if you're going to do it, this is the time of year to do
oh,
it.
Oh, the sales are incredible right now.
But yeah. I can't think of anything I, like, super really
no.
want.
I joined this, like, freebie mom group on Facebook, and I keep entering contests for things. So I keep winning things. Like little things like Olipop, like soda, just, you know, I think I got a Tito vodka dog collar, just, you know, dumb things like that. But I'm wanting to accrue things for our family has that penny game.
Yes.
You put a rep present on the table. Everybody has 50 pennies and you bid on it. So and that one's not steal, but people do trade afterwards, too.
Okay.
So I'm accruing things for that. And I usually put really nice stuff in. And I also buy a lot of our coffee. And put our coffee in. And that's usually pretty coveted because they're like, oh, it's a, you know, a nice bag of coffee. I'm like, who doesn't want that? You know, everybody in my family is a coffee drinker. And if they're not, they're not allowed to be in the family.
Speaking of which, well, my brother-in-law is coming over this weekend and I probably need to get some coffee. I always just drink coffee at the office.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't, you know, it's brewed at the office.
Yeah.
And we're here 7 days.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any coffee at home.
Yeah.
But he's going to want coffee.
Yeah. You need to bring some home. I'm out. I need to buy some more too. So.
Yeah. It is convenient just getting it at work.
We never have an excuse to run out.
No. Well, I'm so picky too. And I go to restaurants and stuff. And I'm like, I just don't really want your coffee.
I travel with my coffee maker when we go places. Like literally I put it in the back of my car because – first of all, coffee makers are gross, like traveling. They don't clean them properly. They're just yucky. You know, ugh, don't even get me started.
Yeah.
I like and then their coffee's trash.
That little travel coffee maker that my mom
had.
Little.
Was it the one where you put it in the water or what was that?
I don't know, but it was something like that. It was pretty small. It was almost like a French press, like a baby French press.
Yeah. French presses are good to travel with too.
Yeah. It's probably way easier than a coffee maker.
Yeah. I can feel my phone going off a ton because we've got the contest going on right now.
Yeah. If you go over to social media, Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
We have 12 days of Christmas.
Yes. Today's day 11. So the last day is tomorrow. Obviously the scammers are on our page, but
don't click their links.
You know, we've got the blue check mark. I love people like message us like, did I win? I'm like, no.
Oh my gosh. We block them constantly. And then whatever phrase that they're using, we try to build it into like the denied words.
Yeah.
So that they stop showing up. But they're relentless.
It's ridiculous. And I'm guessing it's just a bot or something. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Because our day six post got removed.
Yeah, for on Facebook, but not on Instagram, which is fine because I was just picking a winner from that one anyway. So, but people, you know, scammers. Watch out for the scammers this time of year. They're thick out there.
It's wild.
Yeah, it really is. But we use a comment picker on WooBox to pick the winner too. So that makes it easy.
Oh, yeah. I know. Could you imagine?
No, because sometimes people put like, oh, I have, you know, no money. I need to win. And it's just like, okay, I'd like to pick you, but WooBox did it for me.
Well, we used to have to export all the comments and then we'd use like a random number generator and then try to scroll down and find that random number.
Yeah.
It was not.
Yeah.
And not great.
I like that WooBox takes the ad out of there. It just picks it. There's no.
Yeah.
It just picks it. So I guess I'll go pick the day 10 winter now.
Did you see? So we're getting another winter storm in Michigan. Not here. It'll be like the same one as last week when we just get like a couple inches really quick.
Yeah.
But some areas are going to get 2 feet of snow again.
Yikes.
Like they just got 2 feet of snow.
Yikes. But we're not getting it?
I think we're going to get either it's a dusting up to 4 inches. Okay. So they're not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll
see. Don't know. Yeah. I mean, it'll be tonight through tomorrow.
Yeah.
If my kids don't have school again.
I love it when they come here. Her kids, you guys, they come and they just lay under my desk. I hand them each a phone because I got the work one.
By the way, they have brought their tablets, which they don't really get at home.
Yes.
So they brought their tablets and but they won't stay in my office.
No, they lay under my, I give them a blanket and a pillow. They lay under my desk and, but last week, okay, so they were watching magnet videos and those are like the, just people building things with those little magnet beads.
Oh yeah.
But I try to listen because I want to make sure that they're not watching anything bad, right? So then they clicked on a shelf, Elf on the Shelf video.
That's probably why they go in there because I don't let them on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube is banned.
Yes. And I know that. And so I really try to keep an eye on it because I'm like, I got to make sure because I don't have like YouTube Kids or anything downloaded.
It doesn't matter. The kids one's crazy too.
Yeah. I try. But they started listening to an Elf on the Shelf video and it was a mom like, I got the decorations out. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to give away the Elf on the Shelf secret.
Yeah.
And I panicked. And I'm like, oh, give me the phones. I got to go ask your mom. She's like, we can watch Elf on the Shelf. It's fine. I'm like, not this Elf on the Shelf. She's going to give away the secrets. And then Dallas asked me what my elf is named. And I like am a horrible on-the-spot liar.
Oh, my gosh. I hate the elf. Oh, yeah. EJ, Instagram is horrible. Yeah. Doing anything on there.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's so much fun. I actually had to submit my like personal passport and stuff to keep our company on Instagram. It was crazy.
And getting verified on there. I don't know if we're still verified on Instagram. We've tried 10,000 times.
I think we are verified because I literally had to submit all my personal information.
Because we finally got verified on Facebook actually not that long ago because they were just ridiculous. Yeah. I'm like, I've given you the articles of incorporation.
Yeah,
I don't know what else you want besides my firstborn child.
But I'm terrible about the elf. I honestly was never planning on getting one because I just know that it's such a busy time of the year.
It's a chore.
But then we received one as a gift and...
And you cursed the person who gave it to you.
And the kids really love it. So now I have to remember every day.
Yes.
And now it's like the first years, they thought it was cool enough that the elf just moved. But now they are comparing notes with their friends at school.
Oh, yeah.
So they expect the elf to do real things.
Oh. Well, and then like, what if your parent didn't do an elf and then somebody else at school had an elf every day and then you didn't have an elf and then you'd be sad, right?
I know. I just, the elves, it's too much. And then some people have like an elf for every person.
And an elf with an animal.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm glad my kids are too old for that mess.
Oh my gosh. it's just wild.
Yeah, not a fan.
And
not
I did fan. Buy a elf kit.
Like, oh, that's smart.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't use all of it. So I would try to like do a couple of creative things, a couple of things from the kit. And then sometimes the elf doesn't move because they're really naughty. And when they're naughty, the elf doesn't move.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I still have that kit.
Did I tell you I asked Dallas and Stella where all the ketchup packets, why they were hoarding ketchup packets?
No.
Okay. Britton went into her kid's playroom last week. Yeah. And found like 40 ketchup packets.
Why do you have ketchup packets?
And she told me about it. So when they were here, I said, hey, why did you guys have all these ketchup packets? And Dallas was like, you just never know when you're going to need them. And I'm like, God. You know what? Respect.
Yeah, but leave them in the kitchen.
Yeah. Nope. He really was like hoarding them because he didn't know when he was going to need them.
Yeah. They got a naughty letter from Santa this week for the elf because they went into the pantry and opened a sealed box of candy. So my daughter has a red dye allergy, so I buy special candy for her teacher so she can participate.
Yeah.
It was a sealed box. They opened it, ate candy, and then left the wrappers like hidden behind the couch.
I would so have done that.
And I found them and I knew it had to be that day because it's like behind the side table, so I see it every day.
Did they eat a ton of it?
Probably like 4 or 5 packs each. They're like little packs.
Yeah, but still.
But still, they stole it.
Yeah.
And so I wrote a naughty note from the elf, and I told them that they each had to pick 5 toys to throw away.
I love that.
Because they stole.
Yeah.
And I came downstairs that morning. They confiscated the note. They threw all the candy wrappers that I'd put next to the note away.
So you wouldn't know.
So I wouldn't know. And so I had to tell him, I'm like, you naughty. Know that the elf and Santa send me copies of the note.
Yes.
And they were like, what?
I know what's there. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So they tried to be, I'm like.
Did you write another naughty note because they threw it away?
No. But the thing is, if they would have been sneaky
and
just thrown the candy wrappers away the first time, I would have never even noticed.
Right.
I would have never noticed they opened that box.
Yeah.
I would have thought Jason did it.
Right.
Yeah. But no, they left the wrappers out.
Yeah. Oh, I love.
Be sneakier.
That they hid the note and
they hid the note
evidence.
And the evidence. They're 6 and 7, by the way. So we're learning.
Well, the fact that she can read the note, too.
Oh, Sal's a really good reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Our elf leaves stocking stuffers, tickets for breakfast with Santa.
Oh, nice.
And instructions.
That's
See,
nice,
you
have
EJ. Such a creative elf.
Good job. You are a creative elf.
Our elf this morning woke up riding a dog.
What else are you going to do? You know,
he did wrap the tree yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Only because I had this obnoxiously long extra piece of wrapping paper. And I was like, and the end of the tube. And I was like, that looks easy.
Yeah.
One day he was like riding their little tree.
Oh,
cute. He doesn't do.
That's enough.
Super naughty
That's
stuff.
Enough. Have
he did go croc hunting, so I put all their crocs out and with a Nerf gun.
That's
and he
hilarious.
Was hunting the crocs.
That's cute. Have you seen the ones where people do like I shaved Dad's head and
yes,
and I'm like, okay, you grown man, you just shaved your head for the elf. Like, are you kidding?
We did one where I magneted him to the fridge in Estelle's underwear. And it says, I see London, I see France. Help, I'm stuck in underpants.
That was the day they came here because they thought that was
they
so
thought it was
funny.
The funniest
They're
thing.
They're like, the elf was in underpants.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually if I see something cute on Facebook that I can do really easily like that night, then I'll do it. But
I miss my kids being little just for that reason. That's super fun.
And they come wake me. The annoying thing, though, is they get up at 6 to go check where the elf is. And then they come wake me up. They're like, Mom, did you see what the elf did?
Like, no. 5 more minutes.
I did it.
Okay, but the question is what would they have done on the day that they hid the note, you know? Like,
well, they didn't wake me up.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't wake
They
me
weren't
going
to wake
day.
You up and tell you. I guess the elf didn't come today or didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must have been
Until
naughty.
I was like, I get email copies of the notes that they leave you.
Yeah, they scan it, you know, right in.
And they're like, oh. That was just so naughty. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
Well, they did another naughty thing, too. So they have the winter shop at their school where you, like, have an envelope and you write down how much they can spend for each person.
Nice.
And then they go to the shop and there's an adult helper. And Estelle didn't have enough money for two of the people on her list. And I was like, that's really odd because I gave you $5. But I'm like, maybe you spent more on somebody. Whatever. Yeah. Not that big of a deal. Come to find out, she bought herself two gifts.
So she took the money out of the envelope for the other people?
Because she didn't want to get in trouble for it. Dallas's shop was the next day. So he said she told Dallas to get himself two gifts.
Ooh, girl.
I said, well, now you can do chores to pay me back the money because that was my money.
Yeah, that I give you to buy gifts for other people.
So congratulations. Yeah. Now you get to earn.
Yeah. Oh, girl, she is naughty.
Oh, they're testing my patience.
That's funny. I would have done the same thing. I'd have been like, well, this looks like, you know, the Scholastic Book Fair where you'd go and you'd be like, and you didn't buy a book. You bought like the junk toys that were at the end, you know?
I told them that they could only get one toy.
Yeah.
Like you have, the rest have to be books. And I wrote it on the envelope for the helper.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you're not coming home with a bunch of toys.
Or you'd buy that stupid diary with a lock on it and then you'd immediately lose the key, right? Yeah. That's all they buy.
I mean, the key works luckily for all of them. Yeah. And if you just like jiggle it a little, you can pop the lock right off.
Yeah. I always love my kid would come home and he's like, I'm going to write in it every day. I'm going to do this. Yeah. And I'm like, you wrote in it for 2 days and then you forgot.
I will say Estelle, she doesn't use it as a diary, but she really likes drawing and writing notes. Her notebooks are all completely full.
Nice.
Dallas. Yeah. On the other hand, his pages are just ripped out. Yeah. There's no writing going on there.
That's funny.
None at all.
Yeah. That's such a typical boy thing.
Yeah. Parenting's tough. It's like, I want to make my kids turn into good humans. But when they do this, like, and I know they, it is actually good for them to learn how to manipulate and where the lines are and the rules. But when they do it, you're just like, ooh.
You got some power in you today.
How are we going to deal with this? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But.
And reacting to it, not overreacting to things.
Well, remember, they're
you know?
6 and 7, so they're just testing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, like, not acceptable.
Yeah. Well, and getting them, like, hey, this is the discipline line, you know? Like, this is this is where it ends.
Yeah, there's a level of respect that we do not cross. Yeah.
Well, and just knowing, like, oh, my God, somehow mom finds out when we do these things.
Yeah. Well, they talk about the eyes in the back of my head. Uh-huh. Estelle said, so when do I get the eyes in the back of my head?
When you're a mom, honey.
When you're a mom. When you have your own babies, that's when the eyes in the back of your head come. And Dallas was like, can I see them?
Only moms can see them. Yeah. No. They're invisible eyes, and we know what you're doing. Yeah.
There are the eyes in the back of your head.
What's funny is he's just going to grow up always thinking that there's going to be eyes back there somehow.
He's my super literal kid. Yeah. He takes everything just completely for what it is. Like, we took him to the Renaissance Festival and they got fairy dusted. And then my sister-in-law got there and she was like, oh, you got fairy dust. And he goes, it was just some lady with glitter. Yep.
You're right. It is. It's just some
the cranberry is yummy, Patty. We really like that one.
The cranberry. The cranberry is one of my favorites.
I was like, oh my gosh. It is. We've been on this for 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, if Charles is, I don't know, Charles is still here, but usually Charles or Bill tells us when it's time, but we can go now.
Yeah, Charles is in class.
I'm
going to
go
today.
Pick a winner.
Okay. Thank you guys. We'll be here next Wednesday, and then the next 2 weeks will be Fridays.
Yes.
If you need any more Christmas gifts,
yeah.
I'll try to get them this week.
Yes.
Got plenty of time for UPS to get everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope you're loving the advent calendars.
Yes. Coffee makes the perfect gift. Don't forget.
And or you know, for all the games and Secret Santas, it's always like one of those gifts that's good to have in your gift closet.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
I love it too. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Take care.
Oh, she's... Patty, you're probably on the VIP group. Nothing's showing up over there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Patty.
Bye.
Bye.